This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our series called Time to Dream, Trusting God to Open Doors to a close. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows us how God provides each and every one of us with amazing opportunities when we surrender our lives to Him. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called The Struggle Behind Every Dream.
How do you get the grace of God? God gives grace to the humble. Now, this is scary. I mean, if I were to ask you to finish this sentence, I am a blank, and you were to fill in a character quality that might not be a good one. That's kind of scary. But I will tell you this, it's a little secret. God's not going to be shocked. And if you were to say, God, I'm a gossip, He's not going to go, oh, really? I didn't know that. Or God, I'm arrogant. Or God, I'm stubborn. Or God, I have an anger problem. Or God, I have a pornography and lust problem. Or God's not going to go, wow, I never saw that one coming. He's seen it all. He's not going to be shocked. He already knew Jacob's name. He just wanted Jacob to admit, to confess. Now we come to the fourth phase in the struggle. And this is really a good part. Because we've gone through the crisis, and then we've made the commitment. You stuck with it, say, I'm not letting go until you bless me. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop believing. I'm not going to stop trusting. And then God says, so what's your name? This is the confession. God, I am the biggest problem. And I get in my own way with my own ego, with my own anger, with my own fear, with my own jealousy, with my own competitive spirit, whatever it is. Then you come to the fourth phase, crisis, commitment, confession, and now we come to conversion. The fourth phase in the struggle for God to get you ready for the big dream that He has for your life is the conversion phase. I want you to write this down. In this phase, God gives me a new identity and dream. God gives me a new identity and dream. Look at God's loving and gracious response to Jacob's confession. When Jacob goes, I admit it, God, I'm a manipulator. I manipulate people. I get my own way by doing stuff behind. I'm a politician. I do office politics. I'm a manipulator just to get my way. Here's how God responds to Jacob's authentic gut level honesty. Genesis 32, verses 28 to 30. Then the man, we know who the man is now, it's God. The man said, your name will no longer be Jacob. Okay? He's given him a new identity. Instead, you will be called Israel. Israel, the whole nation's going to be named after this guy. Then God blessed him. God blessed him after his confession. He said, that's not you. That's the old you. You're not that person anymore. You're not going to be manipulator, and I'm not going to let anybody call you manipulator anymore. Instead, your name's going to be called Israel. And God blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel because he said, it is because I saw God face to face. Now, the transformation starts happening in Jacob's life. Remember, God's more interested in what you become than what you accomplish here on earth, because you're going to take your character to heaven. Notice here's the transformation. Number one, he gets a brand new identity. He says, your new name will be Israel. 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 You know what that means? Prince with God or Prince of God. He changes his name from manipulator to Prince of God. What's going on here? God saw Jacob's potential. And God looks at a scared young guy who thought He had to fight for everything in life to get his because he wasn't the firstborn child. And so he's got to fight for it, and he's got to push people away from the table so he can get his part of the meal. God looks at Jacob, and he doesn't see all of his sin. He sees all of his potential. He says, Jacob, beneath all of your emotional hang-ups, I see a prince. I see a prince of a man. I see a prince with God. So first, he gets a new identity. Second, he gets blessed. Notice, and God blessed him. Circle that word, God blessed him. You get a new identity, you get blessed. And third, he is given a reminder of this experience so he never forgets who's in charge. What's the reminder? He's given a limp, a limp. Remember, God pulled his thigh out of his hip socket, dislocated his hip. Genesis 32, 31 says this, the sun rose as Jacob left Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Now, Jacob will never walk the same again. Now, let me stop here. Say, because he will never walk the same again, he can't run anymore. Jacob has spent his entire life running. He ran from his family relationships. He ran from the people he swindled. He ran from his brother. He ran from his father-in-law. God says, we can put an end to that. I'm just going to touch your hip and you'll never run again. In the struggle, God dislocates his hip. He leaves him actually with a weakness. Now, what is the significance of this? Well, as I said, number one, it stopped his lifelong pattern of running away. Every time he'd gotten into trouble, he'd always run. He was irresponsible. God says, we're going to take care of that problem. Listen, you never solve a problem by running from it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you, but God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. Today is the last day to get this great Bible study tool, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Listen, you never solve a problem by running from it. You might want to write that down. You never solve a problem by running from it. So God's going to say, you're not going to run anymore, Jacob. You're a prince of God. Second, here's another issue. It's a daily reminder to depend on God. Jacob's going to walk with a limp the rest of his life. It's interesting that it says God touched his thigh. Your thigh muscle is the most powerful muscle in your body. You don't have a bigger muscle than your thigh muscle. God touched Jacob at the point of his greatest strength. And he said, you're going to be weak here, but in my weakness, you will be strong. And Jacob, you're no longer going to stand on your own power. You're going to stand on God's power. That's part of the dream. So out of this, Jacob emerges both stronger and weaker. Okay, stronger in God's strength, weaker in his own strength, but with a new identity. Now, I want you to listen closely. I want you to have God's dream for your life. But even more important than me wanting to have God's dream for your life, I want you to understand that God does his deepest work in your life in changing your identity, in changing how you see yourself. Because this is one of the biggest problems we all have. We see ourselves as we've been told to see ourselves, and those people lied. They weren't always accurate. They weren't impartial. They weren't unconditional love. They saw themselves as they saw you. God does his deepest work in changing our identity, how we see ourselves. That's a lifelong process. And for lasting change, you're going to have to change how you see you, your perception of yourself. For you, why am I sharing this with you instead of talking about the steps to discovering the dream? Because the way you see yourself affects everything else in your life, including the dream that you have for you. Some of you can't dream God's great dream because you think, well, that's not me. That's not me. And that's the problem. You act in according to what you think about yourself. And it's wrong. I want you to see how God sees you. You see yourself, well, I'm a Jacob. I'm a manipulator. I see my sins. I see my faults. God says, no, you're going to be Israel. You got a new identity. You're a prince with God. You're a princess with God. Only Jesus Christ can make that kind of radical change in a person. Regardless of who you are, regardless of what you've done, Jesus Christ wants to give you a new identity. In fact, he promises it. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, if anyone belongs to Christ, they are a new creation. They are a new identity. They are a new person. They are a new being. Not a turnover of a leaf. It's a whole new life. If anyone belongs to Christ, they are a new creation. The old things have gone. The old names, the old labels. Well, you're uncoordinated. Well, you'll never amount to anything. Well, you're a failure. The old things are gone. Everything is made new. This is the starting point for God's dream for your life. So let me close with four questions. All right, let's just review these four phases of the struggle behind the dream that God wants to give you. Number one, in what areas of your life are you struggling with God? Maybe you didn't realize it's actually a struggle with God, but you've actually been wrestling with God. What areas of your life are you struggling with God? So I don't get that. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Well, let me be more specific. What do you know is the right thing to do, but you keep ignoring God and not doing it? You know it's the right thing to spend time with God every day in prayer, read the Word of God, spend some quiet time with God. Are you doing it? You know it's God says, give me 10% of your income back. Are you doing it? You know God says, I want you to forgive the people who've hurt you. Are you doing that? You keep disobeying. You keep fighting with God over. So God, I don't want to let him off the hook. My ex hurt me. And I want to hold on to the resentment. And you love your resentment. You got to let it go. Why won't you trust God with that problem? See, this is what it means to ask, what's my struggle with God? You've been wrestling with that problem. And you're looking at it and go, it's a no-win situation. Well, what does that mean? Stop being afraid of letting God control it. Stop being afraid of letting God be in charge of the problem that's no win, because nothing is a no win for God. Okay, here's a second question. Commitment. What areas of your life have you felt like giving up? And right now, it just may seem easier to walk away from it all. Well, it might seem easier, but you better ask God first. And if you do walk away from it, you will be missing the greatest best blessing of your life. Jacob wrestled till dawn. And he says, I'm not letting go till you bless me. You may be ready to walk out in your marriage. Don't do it. Don't do it. Give it to God. Seek help and let God blow a blessing out of it. You may be willing to give up on your job. You may be willing to give up on yourself. You've thought about suicide. Don't do it. Give everything that's hurt you to God and seek his help. Let me ask you the third question, the confession question. What do you need to admit about yourself? What's the common denominator in all your problems? You. What do you need to admit about yourself? When are you going to face the truth about you? When are you going to have the courage to share that with others? God says, what's your name? Who are you? You know, you don't need to tell everybody, but you need to tell somebody. The Bible says that revealing your feelings is the beginning of healing. Confess your faults one to another and you will be healed. So just be honest, be authentic, be real. We're in a church where everybody knows nobody has it together. We're all in the same boat. We're all sinners. How about number four question? Will you let Christ give you a new identity? I don't care what other people have said about you. I don't care what your parents labeled you or your peers labeled you at school or your partners at work labeled you or your partner in marriage or the professionals around you. It doesn't really matter. God knows that underneath every Jacob is a prince or a princess. That's you. Here's our memory verse for the week. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone belongs to Christ, they are a new creation. All right, now remember when we memorize, we say the verse before and after. Say the address, 2 Corinthians 5:17. So let's read this aloud together, okay? 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone belongs to Christ, they are a new creation. And where is that? 2 Corinthians 5:17. By the way, what is 2 Corinthians 5:17? If anyone belongs to Christ, they are a new creation. And where is that? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Here's what I want you to do. Write that down on a card. Memorize it this week. This is your new identity. You're not what the world says you are. You're not even who you think you are. You're who God says you are. You're a prince of God. You're a princess of God. If anyone belongs to Christ, they are a new creation. Let that sink into your soul this week. Let me pray for you. Let's bow our heads. If you've never opened your life to Christ, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. I want to know you. I want to trust you. I need a new identity. Say, Jesus Christ, I need a fresh start. I need all my sins forgiven. I need a purpose for living. I need a home in heaven. I want to follow you. I pray that this message about Jacob will hit home with us as we get ready to begin to plan and prepare for your dream for our lives in the next decade ahead. I pray that we would be willing to go through the struggle behind the dream, that we would see that the crisis in our lives, the struggle and the wrestling matches and the conflicts we're having with others is really a conflict with you. We want to come back to you. We want to stop fighting with you. But we do want to say we're not going to let go until you bless us. Help us to be honest and open to admit who we really are to you. You're not shocked. You're not stunned. You're not. You don't shame us. You're not mad at us. You're mad about us. And then, Lord, let us hear you give us a new identity. Prince of God, Princess of God, that we're not who we used to be, but we're new people in Christ. And we have confidence, we have assurance, because you have changed our identity. I pray a blessing on all of our people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, everybody.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. You'll get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered right to your inbox every day. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Today is the last day to get this great Bible study tool, so don't wait. And now here's Pastor Rick with a special announcement.
You know, here at Daily Hope, we use the internet and podcasts and email and as many other different channels as possible to share God's hope and love with as many people as we can. Now, one of the ways that we use is by broadcasting on radio stations, just like the one you're listening to right now. Now, you may not know this, but purchasing radio airtime is a significant expense for our ministry. But we want to bring this teaching to you, and we believe you are worth it. Now, in order to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us, we're only able to continue on the air on stations where listener supporters let us know that they're listening to the programs. That's why it's very important that you let us know the call letters and the city of your radio station when you give any kind of gift or support to Daily Hope. This is very important. Let us know your call letters and the name of the city that you're hearing this broadcast. Now, I realize that some of you can't afford to help us out financially. That's okay. We love you. We thank God for you. We want to minister and serve you. Everybody in the body of Christ has different gifts to share at different times in life. You can pray for us, and there will be others of you who can give generously so that God can continue to spread this message throughout the world. You need to know that Daily Hope is 100% funded by the daily gifts and offerings that you give with your generous support. You also need to know that I don't take any salary from Daily Hope. All of the gifts given to this broadcast go directly toward fulfilling our mission of reaching people with the certain hope that we can only find in Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to do something today. Will you pray for me? And will you pray for this Daily Hope ministry? Help us to reach every person in the world with the certain hope that only comes from believing and receiving Jesus Christ. You know, it's only by hearing the Word of God and by putting into practice that we discover and we fulfill the purposes God has for each of our lives. So I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for your financial support that you're able to give whenever you're able to give it, and may God bless your generosity.
Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.